Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the fifth day of the month of Kislev here in the United States, and already Yom Revi'i, the sixth day of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the three Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Just a few hours ago, the Red Cross facilitated handing over the remains of what we hope and believe is one of the hostages. Hopefully soon in the coming hours, we'll have a clearer idea of who it is, and we continue to daven that all are returned home. Additionally, please keep in mind, amongst all those in need of a refuah shalema, Rafael, Yitzchak, Aaron, Ben Malka, Chana, Mehi, and all those in need, have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Evan Rubin of Knesset Israel Torah Center in Sacramento, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Rubin's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, those being chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Rubin will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Mishna Berach for our brave Chayalim, and finally, concluding with the Mishna Berach L'cholim, where Rabbi Rubin will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And then just one housekeeping note, we will not be having a call on Thursday, being Thanksgiving here in the United States. We will have a call tomorrow on Wednesday, and then we will resume the following Monday. As always, whether the call happens or not, it's always an opportune time to daven, to recite the Tehillim. I always encourage, whether it's at this 1 o'clock Eastern hour or at any time, take advantage whether the call is happening or not. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rubin.
Well, good morning, Rabbi. It's always a pleasure to be back with you and to be back with the OU Tehillim Call community. And as we're dealing with the returns, hopefully, of the last of the hostages once and for all, you know, we're looking at the life of Yaakov Avinu, the life of Jacob, our forefather, as we're reading the Torah portions. And Jacob, of all the forefathers, seems to have one challenge after another. Excuse me. In this week's parasha, he is on his way, making a journey that will take him to his uncle Laban, his uncle Laban, Rebecca's brother, and he'll be, you know, hit with challenge after challenge after challenge. But the first thing that we see in the parasha is the angels going up and down on the ladder, telling us the angels that had protected him in Israel were now going up, and those that were going to protect him on his journey out of Israel were coming down. So throughout all of his challenges, going to Laban, coming from Laban, et cetera, as he has endured so forth and will continue to endure for the rest of his life, the angels are always there and the angels are always watching. And God is, of course, over the angels and making sure that Jacob has protection for him, everything that he needs. And this is a lesson for us as well, that no matter how many challenges that we have, no matter how many challenges that we endure, that there are angels watching and God ultimately watching over all of us to protect us and to make sure that we have all the things that we need to accomplish all the things that we must. We'll continue with the recitation of Psalm 20, Tehillim Kaf. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid yancha Adonai biyom tzara yitzakef Hashem Elohei Yaakov yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadecha yizkor kol minchotecha ve'olascha yidash neserla yitzen lecha chil babecha v'chol atzascha yemalei Niranina Bishua Sercha Ubashem Eloheinu Nigol Yamale Adonai Komishalo Sercha Ata Yadati Kihoshia Adonai Meshiko Yameo Mishme Kasho Biguros Kesha Yemino Elevarechev Veilevasusim Vanachnu Bashem Adonai Eloheinu Nazir Hema Karuven Afalo Va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu v'yom Kareinu Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph Psalm 121 Shila Malos Esa Einai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim V'aretz Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al yanum shomrecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach baloyma. Adonai ishmarcha mikora, ishmar es nafrecha. Adonai ishmar seitcha uvoecha, Me'atav Adolam, Chapter 130, Kuf Lamed. Shira Malos, Vima Makim, Kirasnicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vekoli, Tihiena Azecha Kashuvos, Mekol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Kishmarya, Adonai Mi Ya'amod, Ki im mechahat velicha, l'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai, ki v'sa nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe im ofedus. V'hu ifte es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. We continue with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesulim b'tzara uveshivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom irachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara v'ivacha u'me'afema v'ora u'mishivud v'gula ha'shta bagala v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the All-Present have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, speedily in our days, and let us say, Amen. And now for the Mishabera, for the Israel Defense Forces, for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishabera Chavoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Uyivarech Es Chayalei Tziva Hagana Yisrael Ve'Anshei Habitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arzeinu Ve'Arei Al Eloheinu, Migvul Halabanon Ve'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam Hagadol Adevo Ha'arava U'Vechol Makom Sheheim, Ayabasha Ba'avir U'Vayam. Yitain Adonai Soyvenu, Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim Lishmehem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzilis Hayalino Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, U'mikol Nega U'machala, V'yishlach Bracha V'hatzlacha V'chol Ma'aseh Yedehem, Yad Birson Enu Tachtehem, We ask in the Chesed Yeshua Uga Akeres and Sakon, Vikuyam Bohem Akasu, Ki Adonai Eloichem, Holeich Imachem, Vehi Lachim Lachem Im Oivechem, Behoshia Espen, Venomar Omein. We conclude with the Mishaberach for Holy, for those that are ill. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo, U'Yivoyech V'Apeyes HaCholim. Bahavur Shekola Kohola Kadosazem is Balil Bahavuram Biskarza Kodeshbok Imali Rahamim Alihem Bahimam Rahbos Umberaposam Rahsikam Rahyosam Bishlach Lahem Mehidar Huashlimam and Hashamayim Beholi Varehem Ulehol Gigehem Besoch Shear Hole Israel Refuas Anefesh Urefuas Aguf Ashta Bagala Ubisman Koriv Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Reuben. Great to have you on. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Amir Hashem, in the near future. Also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.